Day in court for Novak Djokovic as his Australian visa is again cancelled.
The Tile Style 40th anniversary sale is now on, and we're celebrating with 40% off all in-stock top brand tiles, even Porcelainosa. Huge savings on bathrooms, kitchens and wood flooring in stock now. Help us celebrate 40 years at Europe's largest tile kitchen, wood and bathroom showroom in the Tile Style 40th anniversary sale. Shop in store at Ballymount or at tilestyle.ie.
RTE Radio 1.
Gabriel Byrne returns to Dublin this January.
And here I stand, on a winter's hill, longing to see the world as a child again, when every sight and smell and sound was a marvel.
Gabriel Byrne stars in the world stage premiere of his best-selling, hilarious and heartbreaking memoir, Walking with Ghosts. 12 performances only at the Gaiety Theatre, January 27th to February 6th. An unmissable theatrical event.
Entertainment updates on RTE Radio 1.
Hello again, you're listening to the news at 1. With just 3 days to go before the start of the Australian Men's Tennis Open Championship, world number one Novak Djokovic has again had his visa to enter Australia cancelled. Controversial Serbian sports star is now due to be deported from Australia in the early hours of Saturday morning Irish time. But the saga is not over yet, with legal arguments continuing. We've been speaking to former Deputy Secretary of Australia's Department of Immigration, Abul Rizvi. He's been explaining to us the grounds under which this latest decision to cancel the visa has been taken.
The advantage of this particular route is, firstly, they are not required, the minister is not required to give natural justice to Mr. Djokovic as part of the process. He can simply make a decision as a personal power. And the second advantage of going down this route is that it narrows the range of possibilities on which the decision can be appealed. The decision can, because it's a decision made personally by the minister, it cannot be appealed on the merits. It can only be appealed in terms of judicial review, which is a narrower range of factors that can be taken account. So it gives the minister significant advantage.
The clock, of course, in terms of the Australian Open, is ticking. And we know that Djokovic is going back to court, is going to appeal this. Is it at all possible that could be in time for him to, if he got a verdict in his favour, in time for him to compete?
Well, it's becoming increasingly difficult because the minister has left his decision so late that it squeezed the time available for the courts to make their considerations. If essentially, they have to consider this matter over the weekend. As I understand it, there has been a directions hearing this evening, and there's going to be a meeting between Mr. Djokovic, his lawyers, and the Department of Home Affairs tomorrow morning at I think 8 a.m. where I think the Home Affairs Department will try to encourage Mr. Djokovic to make arrangements to depart Australia. And they will say, if you do not depart Australia, we are obliged under Australian law to take you into detention, and you will remain in detention until arrangements can be made for you to leave the country. Now, Mr. Djokovic's lawyers will argue before the judge that firstly, deportation should be postponed or delayed until the matter can be considered by the courts. That is probably a request that would be met. Mm-hmm. The second thing they would desperately want is for Mr. Djokovic to not be put into detention, but be released, possibly on a bridging visa, if that's possible, so that he can participate in the Australian Open whilst the appeal is considered. That would be the best outcome for Mr. Djokovic.
Right. What about the consequences for him if the court upholds the decision? Could he be, as has been reported, banned from entering Australia for the next 3 years?
Yes, that ban would come into place if he is unsuccessful at the courts. But it's also the case that he can apply to have the ban waived the next time he seeks to come to Australia if he can argue compelling and compassionate reasons for the ban to be waived.
Again, onto this bridging visa E mechanism.
No. That would be a waiver to enable him to apply for a whole new substantive visa, presumably at the next Australian Open. But in terms of the current circumstances, what he would want is for the minister to be directed to grant him a bridging visa E, which would enable him to play in the Australian Open whilst the court considers the substantive matter of his appeal against the cancellation.
Former Australian immigration official Abul Rizvi. Now,